that the new GTLD policy be sent back to the GNSO for reconsideration for a totally different set of issues which related to stability and security requirements. If we yet again come back now almost a year later and say, let's send this back to the GNSO again because we don't like sentence number six or whatever it's called, I think we risk looking incompetent.
Bo, I didn't realize you had the capability of channeling me. I hope you don't get my pain as well as my thoughts, because that is succinct and perfect. What we want is a win outcome. We all find, and believe me, if you ever read the ISOC AU comments, and we actually used a internet law professor to guide us in these points. So we had a very well thought out set of comments and criticisms. That's just my ALS on a number of points, but six being one of them. And it isn't that people didn't say this is abhorrent. Believe me, Latin America certainly did, didn't you? Latin America, you get Caribbean did. So it's not that they haven't heard. They have heard. And for whatever reasons that go on in the GNSO, which is why we need to be there, they have decided that this is a consensus outcome that they can, to the best of their knowledge, some of them I know voted against it because of it, promote as a board to then be decided on the board. The other thing is, if we go back a little further, and all of this started in, correct me if I'm wrong, Alan, 2006 was the first call for comments on new GTLDs or something like that?
On the whole thing,
yes. Yeah. So we're not, it's not like we can say, oh, we hadn't noticed. Okay, well, there's certainly something happened in 2006. We, as at large, not the ALAC, because it wasn't the ALAC when this happened, have been bleating for new GTLDs. And we are now quite literally going to say stop on all of them. So I'm more than happy to support those motion, but I also know that we have had conversations earlier where the rush of blood to all of our heads, and you know, we need to make a statement. But my question is, which pathway do we take? Because the same words stay. Maybe a dotted I and a cross T, but the preambles are very different and the intended outcomes are very different. So I open that up to discussion for the next couple of minutes, and I welcome an actual member other than Bo of the working group. I'm just here to fill in space. I mean, I'm supernumerary. Welcome, Erica. So we actually have the two leads, the two authorised leads of this working group. Now, start discussion, and I'm going to brief him.
Perhaps this is not the best suggestion, but perhaps I can throw it out there that if this statement is particularly important to the LAC Rallo, that maybe the LAC Rallo might wish to make its statement on this and not be part of the working group for new GTLDs.
Well, the LAC Rallo is unfortunately not here. I am not the one who's most, as I said, viscerally involved with the statement here, and I don't know where Carlton and who's, and Carlton and Carlos are the two, and I really don't know where they are because I told them to come back.
Okay, in Carlton's absence, I won't speak for him, but I think I understand his sentiments in the visceral opposition to the idea of having this clause in there. At this point, physically and mentally on the issue, I'm absolutely exhausted. And part of my real problem is I think that's almost the design of the process, is to exhaust people until they give in. I really don't know. I mean, I agree with Bo in just saying, based on history, will we look like idiots if we just keep punting things back? On the other hand, there's a part of me, and maybe I'm being absolutely naive in this, and you'll probably tell me that I am, but I treat the board as the state of last recourse, in the sense that the issue has been brought up at GNSO, and as far as I'm concerned, they've botched it. No matter how long they've taken to do it, they've botched the result. The last recourse, the last sense of appeal, the last sense of adding sanity to this is at the board level. And in terms of what the results are, my best of all worlds would be to have the board accept everything except the objection section and send the objection section back and let the rest go. If that's impossible, I'm thinking out loud and just trying to come up with something that will work. There's a visceral hatred of that clause. That's, I think, mutually agreed. Anyway, I'll stop.
I understand how Evan feels. However, Paul Toomey has been quoted in the international press today already as saying that this is going to be some sort of like an up-and-down vote on Thursday, I think. There's literally... I just simply do not see what we can do about this at this point.
I'm honestly feeling Snowball's chance in hell.
There are a gazillion things we can do in Paris to really advocate issues on behalf of consumers and users that would really, you know, I think that we should spend our time on besides this one. It's my opinion.
And if I may, I'd like Alan to speak. If I'm sure he's got something to say on this matter, I'll be astonished if you haven't. But what is important out of this exercise from my learning curve anyway, is it's just brought back again how essential it is to have at large, please note I'm saying at large, not ALAC, people in the new structure of a GNSO with votes, because that's where policy happens, that's how you stop it being stuffed, and that structure won't have changed even if we do send it back and they send it back with no changes, which is actually what I think will happen, plus we lose face. I know I'm being Asian, but trust me, there's a million ways to skin a cat and they're not always up front and on the dais. What we do need to, in fact, I probably have skinned cats any number of times. What I do want, I've done that too. What I do want, however, is our absolute abhorrence on this matter in the public record. And that is to this document that has been modified. And if we could just have a quick look at that before we then send it out, with our group's consensus, one way or the other, minority, majority or otherwise, for the lists to consider, because this I am perfectly happy to have included in our report that goes to the public record and stays on the ICANN site on Thursday, which might I suggest is an awful lot more powerful than have something transcripted up on a screen and held in an MP3 somewhere where people may or may not ever choose to listen to it. Right? This really does need to be aired, but there's two places to air it, and there's two results we might get.
You're making disgustingly good sense. The reason I say that is because on one hand, it's phenomenally good sense between what everyone's been saying now makes absolutely all the common sense in the world. This is now just seeming to become a pattern. It happened with the tasting issue, it's happening here, and I fear that this becomes a pattern, that we end up working on issues, and by the time we get around to the issues, it's gone to the point where we have to basically accept the crap that's being tossed at us and figure out how to make the best of a bad thing. I'm just tired of what seems to be a pattern.
I think it's Mo and then Alan.
Very briefly, I can understand how you would think that and be worried about it, but I would strongly encourage you not to worry about it, because we actually took up GTLD stuff a year ago, and you weren't as actively involved then, and this stuff was all in there. So, you know, I think the more that we try to look ahead and do stuff ahead of time, and as has been talked about, you know, get ahead of things before the public comment period, you won't feel like it's so much of a pattern. The reason it feels like a pattern is because we're always being reactive.
Alan and then Nick.
Two comments. You said I would have some comments on regarding the GNSO, and I do. Although I strongly support, have advocated, and will continue to advocate that at large and the needs of users be represented on the GNSO Council with a vote, don't think that that would have made a difference if it had been the case when this was approved. There were votes representing non-commercial users. There were votes from other people who espouse similar things. These points were voted on first, one recommendation one by one, and then as a group. The people who you would expect object to them objected to them. A few people who you wouldn't have expected object to them did. And it did pass, and it would have been the same in our case. That doesn't mean we shouldn't be there. But don't have illusions that the world would have unfolded differently if we had had that position at that point. The second one is, I have to object to what Evan just said, that in the domain tasting as his example, that some people took a position and then they were given crap, and I quote verbatim. What was eventually presented to and approved, not all of us feel is crap. You personally may, other people may. The policy that was adopted has been implemented by Newstar and has completely eliminated any level of tasting, with the exception of two or three registrars who apparently forgot the date and they were reminded of it 2 days into the month that, hey, you're going to have to pay a lot of money, and they stopped. Now, to what extent that will happen on .com, where the dynamics are different, my belief it will be is virtually the same. One can't tell until it happens. But not all of us feel it's crap. Some of us work real hard and worked really hard to get that position, which I and we believe will be effective. So careful with the words. And lastly, I just pulled up an email which I sent in the to at large worldwide talking about new GTLDs, highlighting item number 6 and talking about it as something that had been what was my term? Spirited discussion, and highlighting